Hi, my name is Sumit Chawla. I'm a program manager with the interoperability team at Microsoft. Today I'm going to show you how you can create simple database applications in PHP using the CRUD application generation tool that targets Microsoft SQL Server, SQL Azure, which is Microsoft's relational database in the cloud, or even the storage services provided by Windows Azure. But before we jump into the demos, let's take a quick look at the logical architecture of the application generation tool. This diagram shows the logical architecture of the PHP SQL CRUD application generation tool. There are two parts to the application wizard. There's the code generation, which happens at design time, and then there is the actual PHP generated code that runs as part of a web application at runtime. At design time, the code generator reads the table structure of the source database. The source database can be a SQL Server database, or it can be SQL Azure database, or it could be a set of entities in Windows Azure table storage as well. Based on the source database, the code generator produces PHP classes that can perform create, read, update, and delete statements on the source database. The code generation tool also allows options of whether you want to have the final output rendered in HTML or in Microsoft Silverlight. Regardless of what data source you choose or what output format you choose, there's not a single line of code that you need to write. So what do you need in order to use the CRUD application generator? Well, first of all, you need to download the application generator itself. It's available on the SQL CRUD CodePlex project as an MSI. You can download and install it. You need a web server, and the web server can be IIS or it can be Apache on Windows. You need PHP itself, and we've tested this application generator with version 5.2.11. It should work with other versions as well. You also need the SQL Server driver for PHP. And if you're going to target SQL Azure, then you want to make sure you have version 1.1 or later. And finally, you need access to the target database, whether that's SQL Server, whether that's SQL Azure, or Windows Azure Storage. You want to make sure that your account is set up and ready to go before you launch the CRUD application generator. With that, let's take a look at the application generator in action. The first thing to do is to go to the project site on CodePlex, which is at sqlcrudphpwizard.codeplex.com, and download the latest version of the application. I already have this downloaded and installed, and it installs under All Programs, PHP SQL CRUD Application Builder, and the application is called PHP Site Generator. When we bring up the PHP Generator application, it comes up with this screen, and as you can see, there are three different options for storage type: SQL Database, SQL Azure, and Azure Storage. Here we've just selected the SQL Database as our storage database. We go ahead and enter our username and password, and the server name, which happens to be SQL Express, which is the local instance of SQL Server running on my machine. Once we've done that, we can click Find Databases, and that populates the databases drop-down. Let's go ahead and select AdventureWorks as the database, and that populates the tables list. And let's go ahead and select Customer as our database, and I see a bunch of columns pop up for me. Let us go ahead and select, let's say, first name, last name, and email address. Once we've done that, we can click Next, and now we get several display options. We can enable sorting, we can enable paging. If we enable paging, then we must specify how many rows we want per page. We have specified 5 in this case. And then finally, there's an option for user interface, if we want HTML or Silverlight. If we choose HTML, we have the option of building a CSS right here on the screen, or we can later modify the CSS that this tool is going to output for us. For now, let's just go ahead and leave it as it is and have no CSS for our application. And let's just generate the site using the HTML interface. So once I click Generate Site, it asks me where I want to put the output code. Let me just go ahead and select my web root in www root, and let's create a new folder called SQL CRUD. I can click OK, and I get a message that the PHP CRUD application successfully created. Let's take a look at what actually got created. So we go to initpub www root, and this is the SQL CRUD that just got created. And as you can see, there are files for the create, update, delete, edit, and there are also some utility files, utility classes in this utilities file here. There's the styles. This is our CSS, and we can go ahead and replace this with another CSS if we wish to. And the database file actually contains all the connection information. So now that the application is created, let me go over to Internet Explorer and let me bring up a new window. Let me type in the address for the website that we just created. That was localhost. We called it SQL CRUD. And let me just go ahead and go to the select.php so I can look at all the records. And I see that I have all my records showing up, 5 rows at a time, which is what I requested. I haven't applied any special CSS, so it says no CSS, it's just a table. I asked for sorting, so I should be able to sort by first name, last name, email address. I can edit, delete, create new records. I can go all the way to the end. I can come back. Let me create, change Keith Harris 1 to just to Keith Harris 2 maybe, and click on update. And there you go. I can see Keith Harris 2 is now reflected on this page. So what I have effectively done is I've created a simple application that can talk to SQL Server and do CRUD operations. Now let's take a look at this, how we can do the same thing with a SQL Azure database. We bring up the PHP generator application again one more time. This time we select SQL Azure as the database and enter our username and password. And once we've done that, we enter the server name. In this case, with the server name is happens to be the server that's on the SQL Azure infrastructure. And one thing we have to be careful here is that we do need to prefix the server name with the TCP and also add the 1433 port number at the end. And another thing to keep in mind here is this is where the PHP driver for SQL Server version 1.1 kicks in. You need version 1.1 in order to be able to talk to SQL Azure. If you have version 1.0, you will be able to talk to SQL Database, but not to SQL Azure. So if you are going to target SQL Azure, you need the SQL Server driver for PHP version 1.1. Once you have all this information here entered, you can hit on Find Databases. We do that, and we see the databases is populated again, and I have a database in my SQL Azure database called AdventureWorks LT. I select and click on that, and I see it, my tables pop up. I only have one table, so let me go ahead and select that. And I have just the rows that I used in my previous demo, so I'm going to take those again and click Next. And I get the same options again, so let me go ahead and enable sorting and paging again as well. Let's choose 5 rows per page, and for now let's just keep our HTML interface. We'll look at the Silverlight interface when we do the next demo with the SQL Azure tables. For now, let's just hit Generate Site, and once again I'm prompted to specify my directory. I'm going to go to my www root and create a new folder. This time let's call it SQL Azure CRUD instead of what the SQL Azure SQL CRUD we called it last time. Once I do that, I see my application is created, so I'm going to switch over again one more time to the www root. I need to hit F5. There you go, SQL Azure CRUD is there, and the same sort of files are created again like we had with this the regular SQL CRUD, but this time only the database information now points to the SQL Azure database. Let's close that, and let's go back to Internet Explorer, and let's try to go to this website that we just created. So it was called, it's on our local host, if only I can type, and instead of SQL CRUD, it's now called SQL Azure CRUD. And lo and behold, this information is now coming from the SQL Azure database, and I can see all of the same data that I had, more or less. I don't have as much data on SQL Azure, so I only see two pages. And I can do the same sort of things. I can edit, I can delete, I can create. Let me go ahead and change Orlando to Orlando 2, update, and there you go, Orlando 2 shows up right there. I can also create a new record. Let me create a record for myself. I'll call it Sumit Chawla, sumit.chawla at microsoft.com, and I create, and I should be right there. So there I am, the last row right here, and my record is created. So what I've done in this case is I have been able to generate an application that does CRUD operations on a SQL Azure database from a PHP web application without writing a single line of code. Of course, I may not choose to do just this in my application. I may want to build upon it, but this gives me the boilerplate code I need to get started. Now let's take, last but not least, a look at the Windows Azure storage as well. I bring up the PHP generator application one more time, and this time choose Azure storage as the storage type. Here I've entered my account name and the table storage endpoint, which is table.core.windows.net, as well as my account shared key. And I don't have a proxy to enter right now, as I'm not behind a corporate firewall. But if I did, I would have entered that information. And finally, I can click Find Databases. And once I do that, the table populates. I choose my customer table, and I select all four columns. Hit Next, and here again I have an option of whether I want a HTML interface or a Silverlight interface. This time I'm going to choose Silverlight and hit Generate Site. I get prompted once again for where I want to store the generated application. And I go to www.root, and let's just call it Azure Tables. Let's call it Azure Tables and hit OK, and the CRUD application was successfully created. So now if I browse to my Azure Tables, I will see that I have my usual suspects that are created. I have, you know, the database access file, I have a file, a PHP file for doing the CRUD operations on the Azure table. I have my index.php, but I also have a few JavaScript files. And these are essentially the wrappers I need, the helpers I need for enabling Silverlight on my client. And I also have a Microsoft directory, and within that I see that I have the Windows Azure SDK for PHP packaged inside this as well. So we have a dependency on that, on the Windows Azure Storage SDK for PHP. But we don't require you to download it separately. It's included as part of this wizard. So I can go back to my web browser, and this time I'm actually going to use Firefox. See if I can bring up this application in Firefox. So I type in my localhost / we call it Azure Tables, and I'm going to go to the index.php and see if I can. Lo and behold, I have my application showing up with a Silverlight interface. If I click there, you can see I'm used running Silverlight 3, and I can have all of my access to the create, update, delete methods in this interface as well. So this wraps up the demo of the SQL CRUD application wizard. Hope you will find it useful. I'll leave you with a few pointers to where you can get more information. I hope you found the PHP CRUD application generator tool useful and will be able to use it in your own application. Thank you.